This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
And so again, 855-450-FREE. This is the toll-free number. We were talking about working outside of the system and living outside of the system, not having a social security number, bank account, credit card. So on this show, there's sort of three different levels of involvement in or outsideness of the system. And I just thought there was maybe a little bit more to say about that. Mike had asked the question, our caller from the last hour had asked the question about doing business outside of the system, but yet having to interact with businesses. And that's a tough one because a lot of times I've noticed this, Mark, when we've had companies that want to advertise on Free Talk Live, they have asked us to fill out a tax form.
Yeah.
Which I've never understood that, like, because I don't know what taxes are. I don't understand the system. I mean, the last time I filled out a tax form was 2004. So, you know, I don't really know anything about it. I never did anything more than, what do they call it, the easy form. And so, like, I can never understand why you want to buy advertising for us from us. Why do we have to give you tax information?
Because they're going to give you a 1099 at the end of the year to say that they spent this much money with you.
Right. So part of the problem with doing business with businesses is most businesses are very tax obedient, and they will jump through all of the government hoops because they're scared to death of the IRS. And so, you know, I don't know what happens if you tell those people no. Presumably they would just be like, well, guess we're not going to advertise
with
you.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I've had a lot of experience with that. So first off, if you have a service they really desire or want, they are going to find a way.
Yeah, but advertising isn't like that. But
I'm
you're
just
giving
saying,
an example of something
with
else.
Me, I've had somebody's, you know, construction companies and stuff have do some work for them. You know, fix stuff.
If you're the best and you know, you're
the
cheapest or whatever, but yeah.
They really want to have my service. They find ways. So, but I've come up with a way to, well, I didn't come up with it. Chris Gronsky has helped me with a 1099 form. Now, under the IRS rules with the 1099, you can substitute a 1099 form. And the reality is with the company that's hiring you, they only have to, according to the IRS rules, they only have to submit the 1099 request to you twice, and if you don't respond, all they have to do is put in their records that you didn't respond and just keep a name and an address, and that's all they need, and they are within the rules of the IRS for their tax whatever. But like years ago I sold hay to Girl Scouts of America in Connecticut. They had a big horseback riding program.
Mm-hmm.
Sold them, I don't know, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars worth of hay over a year, and they basically wanted a social security number for me. I said, I don't have one. So we called the IRS, and the guy in the IRS on the phone at the IRS said, put old order Amish on a 1099 form where the social security number is, and that they were fine. That's all they had to do.
Wow, that sounds like you know, he was asking you to commit perjury. I mean, unless...
Well, I didn't. So I don't, you know, I don't sign a 1099 form.
Yeah.
Like if I'm working for a company, they give me the 1099 form is for their own internal records, and they want a social security or a tax ID number. Or the words old order Amish is what the IRS guy said they could
amazing.
Put on. Because he asked me why I didn't have a social security number. I said, I have a religious objection to the inventorying of human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, like the Amish? Basically, he says, like the Amish?
Mm-hmm.
And I says, yeah. He goes, well, are you Amish? And I says, well, I could be considered Amish. I guess I could be any religion I want. And he says,
that's true.
And I didn't even finish answering the question. And he just says to the lady, just put old order Amish where it says social security number.
Huh.
And that's fine. The people are like, okay, because they're so worried. The accountants are so worried they're going to get in trouble.
That's right.
Is a claim they always throw. I'm not putting my neck on the line because you don't have a social security number. You know?
Right.
I've heard that before.
No doubt.
But
all
the
right.
biggest thing with any lifestyle, whether it's you know, outside the system or within the system, is just being a man of your word, being polite, being courteous, and being kind to people. Really, really goes a long way, and that's just the way I try to do everything.
Damn good advice. toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But it seems like, you know, where there's a will, there is a way. And through to get through a lot of these bumps in the road to doing business outside of the system. But it is a bumpy road. And
well,
it is,
and you're going to give up some, yeah. You're going to give up some business.
You're going to give up some business. You're going to give up some comfort, likely, the ease of doing that business. You know, like you said, you've got to go to the bank if you want to cash the check most of the time, whereas most people in business can just send whatever checks they want to their bank.
The ease of doing business almost sounds like an oxymoron. I mean, it's one of the most difficult things that you can do is to have your own business.
Yeah.
And then to cut out, you know, it's going to be very difficult to cut out sales just, you know, for some philosophical reason and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, I don't think Free Talk Live could have done it, frankly.
Now, there's also the big question, I think, for a lot of people who just have a job. They don't have a business they've started for themselves. I'm sure a lot of people envision doing that, but many people are working for someone else. And getting that accountant to stop withholding taxes might be a very difficult thing to persuade.
I have a good friend who's probably listening right now to the show, actually. He's a truck driver, professional truck driver. He works for Old Dominion Freight Lines, big, huge trucking company. And he did a thing to where he actually wrote Human Resources a letter saying that he's no longer a U.S. citizen. He did the whole transfer from U.S. citizen to a state citizen thing. He didn't do it through Chris Gronsky, but did it through some other folks.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's from Pennsylvania. And he ended up being successful with it, and HR gave him a hard time about it. And what he actually did was he presented a lawsuit that he was going to sue these guys. And basically they said, well, we're going to terminate you.
Of course.
And
who wants to have this guy working for him?
And he says, okay, I've told you don't have permission to withhold. You're not required by the law by the IRS to withhold because I'm not bound to pay income taxes because I'm a Pennsylvanian. I'm not a United States citizen. And he went through the whole deal, and he had a meeting and a sit-down with a couple of their lawyers. And basically the lawyers said, well, he's going to win if he sues you because you can't fire him because he chooses to be a Pennsylvanian instead of a U.S. citizen. And they don't take out any taxes now. And he works for Old Dominion Freight Lines. He's a CDL holder.
Wow.
He's a professional truck driver. And I have another friend who
Is he a contractor for them or an employee?
Nope. He's paid by the mile. And,
okay.
And the other thing, too, is he told him, I don't want any of your benefits. And
health care coverage.
He doesn't want any of that stuff from him. He doesn't want to participate in any of that.
401k.
And a 401k he basically forfeited, which he had, you know, some money in because he, kind of moved into it. He'd been working there for about 6 years when he started really getting, you know, brave about it and doing this stuff. But, yeah, I talked to him, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, I guess, and, things are still doing good. He's still a truck driver, and they, you know, They're paying him his full paycheck.
Yeah, it's awesome. Rare the story where the person is actually able to get the HR department to go ahead and...
Well, it's rare because most people won't even ask. I mean, I think it would be very interesting to hear from more folks who've actually tried and failed and tried and succeeded at this. I mean, I think just most people figure it's a foregone conclusion that, oh, they just withhold money from everybody, so therefore I have no chance of success.
One thing has to do with either it's like a 0.02% thing, like a workman's comp type thing that, as far as he's concerned, he wouldn't even collect it if, you know, he wouldn't even go for workman's comp. But they do take that out of his paycheck, and that was like a settlement deal that, like, basically, they're like, state of Pennsylvania is not letting us not do this because that's like a state deal.
Okay.
But yeah, so fine. He sent the IRS all the stuff saying, hey, you know, I'm not playing with you guys anymore. I'm not in your system. And
wow.
And like that thing with Chris Gronsky that you do where you correct your status via a passport application from that of a U.S. citizen to a state citizen. You do notify the IRS that, hey, I've changed my status, you know. You guys don't need to tax me anymore or get in contact with me anymore. And literally, the IRS, that doesn't bother anybody. I mean, one of my girlfriends did it, and they, you know, it was like 4 years ago. And
definitely want to learn more about that over time. We're going to get back into the rednecks who are toting guns, but they're leftists. and they showed up at a Make America Great Again rally in Phoenix. We had kind of scratched the surface on what they believe. They call themselves the Redneck Revolt, and we're going to get back into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. If you are outside the system, you want to share your story, you're certainly welcome to do so here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, if you want to join us there, at Skype username lrn.fm. Something else we're all big fans of is Bitcoin, but we're also concerned for the future of Bitcoin, and so is Bitcoin.com. They are of the opinion over at Bitcoin.com that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi Nakamoto's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. You can learn more about this ongoing kind of sad conflict within Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. You can follow along with news updates at news.bitcoin.com.
I sincerely hope they can get together and get this solved. It's a real issue.
They appear to be at an impasse at the moment. I know there's a movement for Unite Bitcoin where people are pushing to have folks sort of put down the digital arms and, you know, come to the table.
Right. That's what needs to happen.
It doesn't look like either side's willing to budge.
That's not true.
Budge.
Roger has been very clear that he is willing to negotiate, and no one has contacted him at all. We don't know what he's willing to do. He's a businessman. They negotiate all the time.
Okay.
Everybody understands that a negotiation means that at some point you don't get what you want. Now, I don't know the fact that... You know, the fact that there isn't any negotiation certainly is, it's unfortunate. I wish that everybody could come to the table.
Yeah, Roger did tell me that there has been absolutely no offer of any kind of compromise from the core side from day number one. So, toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. In the first hour of the show, we talked about the Redneck Revolt. We found out about them due to a Phoenix New Times article that their author just happened to stumble across these guys as they were counter-protesting a Make America Great Again event that was happening in Phoenix. The folks from Redneck Revolt showed up armed to the teeth. They had, you know, assault rifles, if you want to use that term. They had, you know, semi-automatic guns with them, and semi-automatic rifles with them, and, you know, drum magazines. I mean, these guys were ready to rock and roll.
It's a lot of bullets.
And obviously,
they were full.
They got a lot of attention for this, and it's an interesting phenomenon, the idea that people on the left are arming up. And so they were explaining on their website what they stand for, redneckrevolt.org/principles. They are against white supremacy, which I'm with them on that. I'm against any kind of racism, any kind of, you know, the idea that one race is somehow superior to another. I think that we need to look at people as individuals. And then they get into an interesting paragraph about what they believe liberty is. They say, we believe in true liberty for all people. And I'm just going to read this again since we're just coming back into the conversation here after an hour or so. They say that private property rights are not the basis of liberty. They say further, this false idea has put us in the position we're in. Liberty is based in the rights of all people to not be oppressed, exploited, attacked, or marginalized based off their race, gender, sexual orientation, religious practices, country of origin, or physical or mental abilities. Now, there's more they say here, but let's stop there and look at what they're saying. I think that the intention behind that statement is a very good one. Like, hey, people should be left alone. You know, if they are what they are, then they should be free to be that thing without having to be worried about being oppressed. I agree with that. Those folks shouldn't be oppressed. But on the other hand, if somebody doesn't like another person because of their sexual orientation or their beliefs or their religion or whatever, those people should still be free to harbor whatever nasty thoughts they want. I mean,
well, I don't understand what private property has to do with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about. Are these guys anti-private property? I mean,
there's a good chance of it.
I mean, it seems vague.
Right. Like, I want to know, what is the government's record historically for being fair with people as far as the distribution of the redistribution of property? Because it seems like it's probably been racially biased throughout history, and there's no indication that it's going to cease doing that. That's where, you know, like, what private property is it's a highly distributed system for dealing with whatever capital the world has. And it seems to be pretty efficient. Whenever anybody starts talking about wanting to get rid of private property, all I hear is poor people that don't want to work.
Well, they don't. I'm looking here at this page, and there's several other issues that they address. Property is not one that they go into any detail about.
Okay.
They just seem to be concerned with people whose sole concern is property. And they're going to say here in the next paragraph that we might get to that their community is more important to them than the defense of property.
What does community mean? People that agree with you?
Well, good question. We'll get into that here in moments.
Well, people love to use this term. It's a real buzzword. But what I found is that community is a fluid thing.
Sure.
People come in and out of my life and work together with me. And what I find is that generally, if they disagree with me on some important topic to them, they're not going to want to be part of my community for very long.
That's true.
So if community means you're part of my community, I say you are, and you're going to act this way, then you're just creating more tyranny.
We'll get into what their definition of community is, because they do talk about that coming up as well. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So let me go on with their paragraph about liberty. They say the concept of liberty also affects our relationship to each other and to bosses and others who would exploit us of our labor. Our liberty is deeply rooted in the ability to not be coerced into making poverty wages while someone else amasses wealth on our backs and labor.
They love to talk about the bourgeoisie and these sorts of things. They're using boss in this term.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, the way to get freedom then is to the ability to start your own business. And
which of course requires property.
And it requires property. The government to get the hell out of my business. Like, these people love, my experience is people who talk like this love to see rules against business, but then what they really need is they need to do business.
Mm-hmm.
If they just do business, then they'd realize, this is a little difficult.
Right.
You don't need to exploit anybody. Do it on your own.
This does sound like communistic light to me.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot heavier than they're letting on to here in this principles page. Finally, they say our communities, and not parasitic rich people, are entitled to all the wealth that we as workers produce. And again, this is the hating of the rich that you'll commonly see within communist lefty communities. The idea that all rich people are parasites is, of course, just as collectivist as to say that all whites or all blacks are somehow inferior, right? I mean, look, there may be indeed rich people who are bad folks. I'm sure there are. But there are also rich people who are very generous people who have, taken their time to create jobs for people, who take good care of the people that work for them, who help them, create wealth for themselves, and who are, good people. To just throw them all under the bus as though they're all parasites is really terrible.
I need to back up the term parasite. That's what I'd like to hear.
I could tell you all governments are parasites.
Yep,
and
that's true.
Most of the rich people I've ever met are very productive and make a lot happen, create a lot of wealth for many people.
But there are some people who have gotten rich because they've teamed up with the government to outlaw competition. And those
people who inherited it.
Yeah, and the people who've teamed up with the government are definitely parasitic, but that's not true about all people who are wealthy. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey.
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Can't write and speak at the same time. Anyway, with you in the studio this evening, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
So you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? You ought to go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Great website, and it works. Seriously, you can save 20% easily on pretty much anything you want to buy there. That's been my experience recently. 25% I've gotten sometimes. Sometimes I haven't.
20% is a huge discount. Yeah. Imagine getting a 20% raise. I mean, that's basically...
That's another way to look at it.
Yeah, that's basically what you're looking at here is if you're able to plan ahead on the purchases that you make, right. Amazon has just about everything you need to purchase in your life, and you can get it for 20% off. And usually they've got some of the best prices around.
Yeah, you know they've got really good prices. In fact, I'm ordering something right now, and I put it in at 20% off, and within one day, somebody ordered it. I mean, it's incredible. And here's the catch, though. Okay, you got to use cryptocurrency. You have to have Bitcoin or one of the other more popular crypto alternatives to Bitcoin in order to use saveatpurse.com. If you got dollars, sorry, You can't do this. So this is reason number one you really ought to consider looking. If you do online shopping, this should be your reason number one why you should consider looking at Bitcoin. I was introducing some local business owners to Bitcoin here in the area recently, and, you know, they're kind of interested because it's a cool technology thing. But then when she found out, one of the owners found out she could get a discount on Amazon, she was super interested. And because she always shops on Amazon.
Right. 20% off.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get that?
It's incredible. It's real. This is not, you know, it sounds too good to be true. This is one of the few times in life where this is as good as it sounds. You go to saveatpurse.com to get started. That's saveatpurse.com. All right. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the redneck revolt in moments, but let's go to the phones, into Skype, where N. Thomas is on the line. Hello, N.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Lima, Peru.
Oh, wow.
Long-time listener, podcast listener.
So how's summer? Is it summertime down there right now?
Well, we're just coming into the end of summer.
Okay.
And moving into fall.
Got it.
Lots of rain. We're experiencing actually flooding and landslides down here in some areas.
Oh, jeez. Wow. All right.
Yeah, it's not good.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in. I heard you last night talking about Bitcoin. I want you guys to know that I really appreciate what you're doing. I think Bitcoin is worth propagating, but I want to say that Bitcoin is a beta.
Yes, it's a beta. Bitcoin is in beta.
A beta. The whole thing is a test.
Sure.
Yep.
I
have to say that I got my first Bitcoin when they were about $2.95 a piece a long time ago.
Wow.
And I asked myself, I wonder if I'll ever get my money back. And I still ask myself that now, because when it comes to South America, hey, you know what I'm going to buy with my Bitcoin?
Not much.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you get Amazon shipments where you are?
Yeah. Good luck on getting your Amazon shipments past Mexican, Venezuelan, Peruvian customs agents and not having to pay a bunch of taxes on top of that. And then and answer questions, where'd you buy the Bitcoin? Did you buy this through a bank, et cetera?
So I'm not sure that they would necessarily know that you bought anything with through saveatpurse.com. You'd just be having a package shipped to you.
Yeah, it'd be a gift.
Well, that's possible, but in having dealt with this several times, you need to be able to convince the foreign shipper to send you that as a person who's sending you a gift.
Yeah.
So everything that I've ordered from Amazon, I use exclusively through Purse, and actually, I can just go buy like an Amazon gift card and upload it if I need to. But I use it all through, shopatpurse.com or
saveatpurse.com.
Sorry, and it's everyone I get. It says right on there a gift from whoever, you know, like whatever their Amazon name is, because it's always a, you know, it's on your wish list is how it works. So yes, it is exclusively a gift when you use, you know, the Purse app to do it.
Well, now, I know isn't there a Mexico Amazon? Amazon MX? Or am I wrong about that? Not that you would know, you're in Peru, but, I mean, I know there are there are different Amazons in a lot of different countries around the globe. I would be surprised.
Well, I just like to mention on the upside, even in multilingual searches, for example, in Spanish or in Quechua here in Peru, your advertisers do appear close to your name. So you guys are doing a good job advertising, but where's the real market penetration? It's not happening.
For Bitcoin, you mean?
Well, yeah, and for example, internet purchases in general.
I don't understand.
And Bitcoin's way behind that.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Mark. What are you trying to say?
It's the same situation in Brazil. Well,
are you saying people don't shop online? Is that what you're saying in South America?
Why would I shop online? Because I can't get things delivered.
Right. Now when we were in Mexico, just to kind of back up what you're saying here, we actually, Mark, you and I went and hung out with Angel Clark who's one of the talk show hosts on LRN.FM, and she was expressing the same problem, that ordering anything from outside of the country was very, very difficult to do due to it being confiscated at Mexican customs. So, you know, that's what you're referring to, and it seems like a very real problem. She said if she needs to get any kind of equipment for her radio studio, they have to basically have her mother drive down from, you know, buy it in the United States and then drive down through customs to actually bring it to them. So it sounds very complicated. But what you're saying, N. Thomas, is that you're saying that purchases online are very, very seldomly done in where you live in Peru? Is that what you were getting at?
Sure. Even in the domestic market, there is not, you know, for example, a Federal Express. They're in the market here, but everything is business to business. And if you're getting DHL, it's so expensive that you can't afford to get a company like DHL, UPS, Federal Express to bring you your Amazon. And Amazon is not delivering here either. And the National Postal Service basically is a government-instituted monopoly.
Well, and sounds like a government problem.
You're losing some of your packets on your connection. Well, you know, these are some of the trade-offs, right? I mean, people who talk about expatriating from the United States and how free things are down in South America or in Central America, there's in some cases some problems, and you're experiencing one of them. How long have you been down there? You still with us?
Over a decade.
Okay. Well, then there must be something about it that you like,
hopefully.
Right? So,
can
I mean,
you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. There must be something about living down there that you like if you've stayed there for a decade.
But I feel like I live in a free country.
But you just can't buy
because
anything.
Because if I choose not to interact with the... Well, I can't buy anything from a foreign country, but there's a lot to be had here.
Okay.
So what's the property tax situation?
Or
like
I can
there?
Get things from a foreign country, but using Bitcoin to do that is going to involve a human courier.
Because you'd have to take the product across the border physically in order for it not to be confiscated at customs.
Sure. I can get people to bring me laptops from Miami. That's not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I can't buy laptops with Bitcoin from the purveyor in Miami.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I would
and
be surprised. I mean,
I know that there's some Bitcoin organizations that work in Latin America and South America. I don't know.
Sure, BitInca is very. I like BitInca.
Yeah, I'm looking at the CoinMap, CoinMap.org, and in Lima there are a grand total of two businesses on that map that are accepting Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
And Thomas, thanks for sharing your experience with us. I appreciate it, and feel free to call back anytime. The toll free number here 855-450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now
Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free here and bring up anything in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There is an Amazon in Mexico, by the way. It's amazon.com.mx. So, you know, for people that are in Mexico, you don't have to order from U.S. Amazon, and presumably Purse would work with the Mexican Amazon. I've never heard that Purse doesn't work with any Amazons out there. Pretty sure it's compatible. As long as there's a wish list, and it looks like there is here, you should be able to use Purse if you're in Mexico. Now, our last caller was from Peru, and he said that he experiences some of the same difficulties that people who are in Mexico experience, and that is that it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get things across the border through the mail. To get through customs. Presumably customs agents are just confiscating the stuff and then selling it on the black market or selling it on eBay or whatever, because I doubt they're rejecting the packages, right? They're just taking them. Just
disappearing.
Right?
That's the impression I got when I was talking to Angel.
To Angel, yeah. And so it doesn't look like Peru is a good place to move to if you love Bitcoin, because there are only a couple of Bitcoin-accepting businesses there, according to CoinMap.org. But by no means is that the same story in other South American countries. I mean, even the economically ravaged Venezuela has a number of Bitcoin businesses here, far more in Venezuela than there are in Peru. There, you know, in Caracas alone, according to CoinMap, there are 14 businesses accepting Bitcoin. Now,
the caller says that he felt freer in Lima, and I can only, or in Peru, and I can only presume that he is.
Good for him.
He knows better than.
I'm not trying to tell him to move out of Peru, but he was complaining that there's not much Bitcoin action down there, and I'm just saying that same story isn't necessarily the case across all of South America. Brazil seems to be a hot spot for Bitcoin use, with Sao Paulo, Rio de Janeiro being. You know, you can see on this map at CoinMap how busy Bitcoin is as far as businesses accepting it in any given area, and you can zoom right in and see what businesses they are. Now, it's certainly true that if a business adds themselves to the coin map and then they go out of business, they may not necessarily take the time to remove themselves from the coin map. So how accurate it is in any given moment,
you may want to call ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But regardless.
But I think it's not a bad idea to call ahead anyway if you want to purchase with Bitcoin.
Sure.
Because your expectations may not be met necessarily. It may be just one person who's on site that can take Bitcoin, and they may have their day off or whatever. If you're really serious about using Bitcoin in a business, you probably should give them a call ahead of time and let them know you're coming.
So the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The real hot spot in the world for Bitcoin seems to be Europe. If you look at the kind of the widest view of this map, that's where you see the most red
Canada's
and orange.
Canada's pwning the United States, too.
Canada?
Yeah, Canada's...
Not according to this.
Well, maybe not as far as businesses go, but it's... The laws are much more loose as far as
the legal structure. I got you.
That's the soil in which it's going to grow.
Eastern United States also very, very hot for Bitcoin businesses as well.
I'm trying to work a deal with a guy in Quebec, actually, to buy hay from him. And one of the problems we have is how to get him the cash because, he'd rather not claim it. He doesn't want to do wire and stuff like that. And it's but all the good deals and all the trucking companies, the truck drivers aren't going really right back to Canada. They're going like to Ohio or something. They're not, going back up there. And it's like, who's a truck driver? And so I actually just got them to set up a Bitcoin wallet a couple nights ago. And I think I'm going to buy some hay from them. Just send them the Bitcoin.
Perfect. This makes it so much easier.
He just really is trying to find a way up there to just turn it back into Canadian cash, without going through a bank or whatever, just because he don't really have a way to, he don't need that much Amazon stuff,
There are Bitcoin vending machines in Canada. I don't know how many two ways there are.
Yeah, there was someone in Montreal that would Quebec. Yeah, Montreal that would,
do it both ways.
Give cash back, but you had to produce ID if it was over a few hundred.
Usually there's going to be ID requirements at most of those. That's certainly true. So the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. He might want to check out Local Bitcoins. It's a great website that is worldwide.
Yeah, I didn't tell him about that one yet. In fact, I will, yeah.
That actually allows you to, in more larger cities, connect directly with people who are willing to buy and sell Bitcoins. So you can, meet them in a public place and take or receive, give cash back and forth, depending on which way you want to do it. Now, obviously, there's risks involved in meeting somebody in a physical reality with a large Bitcoin purchase. The risk of getting counterfeit cash is one of the risks. The risk of just getting out and out robbed is another risk. But, anybody dealing with any kind of cash transaction like that will suffer those same risks.
In Colorado, Local Bitcoins hooked up with the one guy I was actually giving him my paycheck for Bitcoin.
That's so, how you met the dude?
That's how I met the
Perfect.
Dude, yep. Nope.
So there you go. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Tom is in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey. I took from the guy from Lima that he was referencing, in some instances, problems with theft. But moreover, and I think this makes sense because I know when I was going to move to Alaska, this was the case. I think he was talking about the cost of shipping.
Yeah,
like when I was going to move to Alaska, it didn't pay really to take any of my personal possessions, other than clothing and suitcases, like you would take on a vacation. Other than that, it simply was too expensive. So that's what I'm thinking he was talking about. Maybe I misunderstood him, but that's what I took away from that.
Well, yeah, he was saying that the shipping services are mostly business to business and that it's cost prohibitive, he said, to order things through DHL for personal delivery.
Oh, yeah. Now, you can get things securely in most places in the world, except for, I guess, third world countries, but you're going to pay, an exorbitant amount in order to get that done because of, in certain situations, there are problems with theft and things like that. So to get that premium delivery, you're really going to pay for it. And I'll leave you with this. Whoever said from that goofy group that they didn't believe in property rights, well, that to me tells you right there that they're a bunch of clowns because all rights are essentially property rights. So apparently they have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, I bet if you walked up to them and said, hey, you don't believe in property? And they said, yeah, well, then hand me that gun because I'd really like it. It's very nice.
Right.
They'd probably say no.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask for anybody that I'm not familiar with for their gun because I don't want to get it bullets right. First.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He was referring to the Redneck Revolt, which we've been talking about on and off throughout the show here tonight. Let's go to your calls, though. We've got David on the line in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was simply calling to add into your conversation. You guys know this already, and a lot of your listeners do, but there's a lot that don't. You're talking about freedom, you know, economic freedom and legal freedom, that combination. But the greatest, one of the easiest ways to be free is if you change your living situation and just pay cash for stuff. You know, for instance, I don't have any, I have zero debt. I paid everything off, paid cash for everything.
Very nice.
And that included moving to a new piece of property, which I paid cash for. It was just raw land, and I provided my own housing. And then rather than pay a mortgage, you just put your extra money into buying building materials and improve your situation that way. And the beauty of doing it that way with cash, rather than having a regular good-paying job and have a mortgage and a car payment and everything else that everybody has, is that you don't have to keep going to work. If you want to stop for a few months, you can just stop. You know, like, for instance, my minimum living expenses are a couple $100 a month for food and the $100 a month for the communications bill. And my car insurance is nothing. It's like $10 a month, $20 a month, I guess.
Life is a lot easier if you aren't in debt.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true that the borrower is the servant to the lender.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the nice thing about being debt-free and then having, you know, like I said, I can literally live for whatever that was, you know, $400 or $500 a month. You can pretty much stop working for months or a half a year at a time if you want to or need to without losing your home, losing your car, losing all of that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't give up those peak earning years when you're, you know, basically 35 to 55 is about as peak as you can get. And anytime you take off during there, it's going to have its drawbacks.
Nonetheless, though, they do say that one of the measures of how wealthy someone is how long they can afford to not work.
That's the truth,
right?
Yeah. That's the definition of wealth, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just the point I wanted to make is you can. I met a guy one time. We were talking about living well on little money, and he was down in Florida living on a boat. And we were talking about something to the tune of if the guy he was talking about a figure of $7,000 a year. He said he could live like a king on $7,000, including eating lobster dinner every day, because he'd just dive down and get what he wanted himself. You know, so there's lots of ways to live well on a little money.
Yep, that's true. Including folks living in south of the border. Our friend Angel Clark was living very, very well for $1,000 per month.
I'd like to see that boater guy dive down there and get a steak.
Including a maid. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200%. Since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.